At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey everybody, it's Alicia D'Aratola here, and I am with the man, the myth, the legend, the Heisman winner, national title winner, the College Football Hall of Famer, the player that I personally credit with making me fall in love with football, so this is surreal for me, Reggie Bush. Thanks so much for being here, Reggie.
Yes, thank you for having me. That was an amazing introduction. That might be the best one I've ever had.
There you go. I will absolutely take it. You know, obviously, I'm a fan. The fan-sided is all about fans, and you're doing something with Modelo that is all about the fans too. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So, you know, as you know, the college football playoffs has been expanded to 12 teams this year, which we're very excited about at Modelo, and I think this gives us an opportunity to recruit some of those most passionate fans. Some of those fans who pride themselves in being, you know, the number one fan and you know, the most passionate fan of their schools. And, you know, I think that's so important because, you know, fans drive the sport, right? It's the reason why we step into the stadiums. I'll never forget, you know, playing in stadiums, you know, every week and just being excited to be able to play in front of fans and being able to capture the crowd, right? And being able to make some plays that will make you guys go ooh and ah, you know? And so that's what it's about, you know? And so we wouldn't be where we are without the fans. And so that's what, you know, Modelo is doing is we're building a roster of the most passionate fans. And we're going to recruit them just the same way I was recruited. We're going to obviously watch their submissions or videos and make a selection, but they're going to get cool perks. They're going to be able to meet me at the national championship game. They're going to get recruiting letters as well. Just as I received a recruiting letter and different other little perks as well, meet and greets, a letterman's jacket. So all these really cool things. And this is a you know, a full-time opportunity, right? It's a time to, it's a chance to be a full-time fan with Team Modelo. And I think that should be extremely exciting for people, especially getting a chance to go to the national championship. So.
Yeah, I mean, that's everybody's dream, right? Whether you're a player or a fan, that's the end goal.
That's it.
you know, fans, USC fans, college football fans in general have a ton of great memories of you on the football field. Do you have any good memories of, like, dealing with fans during your playing days?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, again, as I said, you know, playing in front of fans is the best part. It's at home or away, right? Even when the fans, you're playing in away stadium and the fans hate your guts, you know, that's also great as well, because that feeds into, you know, what you're about to do in the football field, you know? So, but man, just being able to sign autographs for fans, being able to take pictures with fans, you know, that was always a highlight for me, because those are the people that we want to entertain. You know, I want to be able to walk down the street and somebody sees me and their memory is sparked like, man, I remember where I was at, you know, this time, this day when, you know, you push Matt over the end zone line, you know, or something like that. And That's why I did it. You know, I always wanted to be able to look back and say to myself, I gave 110% effort. I was a true artist and student of the game, and people were generally excited, you know, to watch me play, you know. And it's funny because I'm passing that torch down to my kids now, you know, and I talk to them about being exciting players. You know, my kids play football, basketball, my daughter plays tennis. You know, so I always talking about just being exciting players, you know, being able to excite the crowd and capture the crowd and making people stand up out of their seat. You know, that's part of the game as well, you know. And so the fans have such a huge impact on the game, on us individually. And it's why we do it, you know. And so that's why, you know, I'm excited at this opportunity, because, you know, I get a chance to now recruit some fans, you know, just the same way I was recruited.
Yeah, you brought up Matt Leinart. I can't tell you how many conversations I've had this year about USC fans excited about the prospect of you leading the team out of the tunnel. I don't know if there's anything in the works or what could be coming in the future, but
That's going to happen. That's going to happen at some point.
That's something that everybody wants to see. I can tell you that it's going to be a moment.
Absolutely. 100%. You know, and I'm getting chills right now just thinking about it because, you know, it's something that I've thought about for a very long time. You know, it's something that's been, you know, on my mind for a very long time. And, you know, I have, you know, I've had visions and of what I think is going to look like and feel like, and my kids, my wife being there with me, you know, all those things. So I can't wait for that day to come, and it is going to happen. Just don't have a date yet.
Yeah. And we're all waiting, with bated breath, but, you know, USC has, Lincoln Riley. USC has aspirations of doing some great things that USC maybe hasn't done since your days at USC. Yeah. How are you feeling about the Lincoln Riley era? USC's prospects going forward?
I'm excited. I'm excited for this year. I think this is a big year for Lincoln Riley. You know, I think before he took over the job, we desperately needed somebody like him. We desperately needed somebody who was going to bring back the exciting offensive play because that was what was lacking. That was what was missing. And so he's done that. And obviously, he knows what he's doing when it comes to quarterbacks, right? He's coached a number of Heisman Trophy winning quarterbacks. And you know, he's just coached great quarterbacks. The guy, he's just, I think the word of him when it comes to, you know, creating, just an exciting brand of football that USC has been missing for a long time. I think the biggest question that's been out there is the defense. And that's what what I'll be watching most for. I expect him to score lots of points. You know, just based off of just the volume of opportunities that they're going to get. And then they also have great weapons as well. I think the one person I'm excited to watch for USC is Zachariah Branch. Just his explosiveness, what he can do in the pass game, you know, in the run game, in the return game. You know, that's what I embodied as a player, you know. And so I see a lot of what I did in him on the football field. And so, but going back to the defense, you know, that's the area I'm going to be focused on the most in this game against LSU. Just watching how they're able to, you know, handle the run game and also the pass game as well.
It's incredible you brought up Zachariah Branch because I was going to ask you about him. When we think about guys that are at USC right now and guys in college football in general, there aren't very many that we can compare to Reggie Bush. But Zachariah Branch has that special something to him. If you were Lincoln Riley, would you basically look at him and say, I'm going to try and use him exactly like USC used Reggie Bush when he was in his heyday?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and they're already doing that, right? With you know, again, I think, you know, the one thing for me is I never wanted to come off the football field, you know, and so that's why I tried to master, you know, so many different things. I wanted to be the kick returner. I wanted to be the punt returner. I wanted to be the running back. I wanted to play receiver, you know, and do all these things because I knew what abilities that I had. And I felt like, you know, I was always a great option, you know, and if I had the ball in my hands, I was going to be an artist. I was going to make something happen. And that's what I see in Zachariah Branch. He has the ability to take the football from anywhere on the field and score, right? It could be 80 yards, 90 yards, 100 yards, whatever it is. But he has that game-breaking speed, which when he gets in the open field, nobody's going to catch him, you know? And so I love what they're doing with him up to this point, but I definitely want to see more for sure because I think he's a guy that you keep him on the football field, right? No matter what the situation is, because he's always a threat to score no matter what. And the defense always has to be mindful of where he is. And so I just hope that his confidence level is at its highest. And I hope that he understands, you know, the opportunity that he has. He could be a Heisman Trophy winner, you know, if he is able to, you know, obviously play well in all those areas and make exciting plays, you know, which he's already done. But it just has to be more consistency with it. And I mean, sky's the limits for him, though.
Zooming out to on a national level, you're all about exciting football, and that's what we're all about, too. Is there anybody out there in national college football that you look at and go like, that's a guy that's doing the artistry that Reggie Bush appreciated?
Well, I think it's Zachariah Branch, honestly. And I'm not just saying that because we just talked about him. But honestly, I think, you know, he's the guy. And, you know, the one thing that, you know, I don't see as much anymore is I don't see the top, you know, athletes, you know, top players on offense going to the return game. And that's why I think, you can really make a difference. That's where I think you can really turn heads is, I always felt like punt returns for me was where you saw the true me, the true confident me, because I felt like this specific area, this opportunity is about me just going and making a play, right? You don't really have, plays for punt returns and kick returns. You have specific areas you're trying to block, but it's not really a play. It's really just about the returner, right? And going in and just making something happen. And, to me, that's I watched Barry Sanders, growing up, Deion Sanders, even Michael, Mike Vick in college. These guys were true game breakers. Like you didn't know what they were gonna do, when they had the ball in their hands. And I believe Zachariah Branch has that. He has that ability. He has that, when he goes back to return the punt or a kick, teams have to be mindful and they have to, watch out for this guy because he could be the difference maker, on any play in any given moment, So again, I believe it's him. I believe he's the guy that is doing, the things that I did in college, which, I don't really see that as much anymore, from the best players.
I would be remiss if I didn't ask you just the very basic question, college football playoff, who you got?
Who I got making the playoffs?
Who are your favorites to make the playoffs? Like the teams that are absolutely going to do it, and who do you have winning it?
Well, we're definitely going to see Alabama, Georgia in there because that's just, every year those are the top teams. Ohio State, I believe, will be in there. Michigan will probably be in there somewhere. I believe USC will be in there as well. Then I believe once you get past the teams that are guaranteed to be in there, it's a little up in the air. It's a little hit or miss, right? We saw Florida State lose already. Like I didn't know the season started and they already lost. Like how did that happen? You know what I'm saying? So it's just that's what makes college football exciting is you don't know, right? We're not sure, which teams are going to rise up. At the college level, it's not as guaranteed as, maybe like the NFL is, right? In some areas. And so I'm just excited that the playoffs has been expanded. This is something we have wanted for a very long time as players, as fans. Thank you, college football, for finally took y'all 100 years to do it, but we finally here. All right. So, I'm excited because more teams now get a true opportunity to play in a real playoff system. One of the things that we always hated as players, and especially my team, we were co-national champions with LSU, which is like the dumbest thing in the world. Like, you can't be serious. Like, you guys can't. Powers that be, all these very smart people can't figure out how to get a true playoff system. Like, it took us this long to get here, And so that's the unfortunate side of it, which is, we had to share a national championship with a team. But now, now we get to see a true playoff system, unfold. And I think people are going to be shocked. At just the ability for teams to be able to, get better in the playoffs. And there's so many I think stories great stories that are going to come out of this.
Yeah, that's what we're all here for, right? That's why we watch. Thank you so much, Reggie, for your time. Everybody
Absolutely.
go check out Modelo USA for all the information about the Team Modelo full-time fan recruiting contest, and let's all look forward to another awesome college football season.
Absolutely. Thank you.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it. Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.